hopes. I guess it's hard to believe that one man could have a ponytail, the sensitive and distract and aggressive hawk that's cornered you.
I'm your host, Jason Dyer. Bunch to get to today. The last episode was a little bit of a heat-getter. Heat-getter got a good amount of emails, 40% or more, maybe 50% were hateful, and thought the episode was terrible, and the rest thought it was a great episode and I should do more. So, yeah, I really don't know what to think. It was awful and it was good. But a couple of the listeners did make a good point. I said, you know, probably about 50 times in the last little deal. So I apologize for that. I actually noticed that when I was listening back to the episode. If I sound a little bit different, I have a new headset on my new computer. I'm not very... I don't know. I'm all right with the new computer. I mean, hardware-wise, it's a beast. But Windows Vista is such a piece of shit computer, or operating system. It is fucking awful. It's like I'm using Windows ME all over again. And if you ever used Windows ME, you know what I'm talking about. It just seems just kind of broken and unfinished, and I don't know, it just makes me angry, especially when I first got it and I was loading all of my third-party applications on it. And I remember I was loading iTunes, and Windows Vista asked me 5 times if I wanted to load iTunes. Like, as soon as I would double-click on it, do you want to continue? Yes. It starts to download a little bit. Do you want to continue? Yes, I want to continue. Downloads a little bit more. Do you still want to continue? Maybe? Maybe not? I don't know. Yes, I want to continue, motherfuckers. Jesus. It's just fucking frustrating as shit. it has calmed down a little bit since then, but still, it's like, do you have to fucking ask me if I want to continue everything I do? Yes, I want to fucking continue. That's why I double-clicked on it. Another thing that pisses me off and that affects this podcast is, for some reason, Windows Vista does not like Logitech headsets. It fucks with your headset settings big time, and it took me a while to fix that shit. Another thing is Audacity isn't meant for Vista, and, you know, this is giving me a bunch of problems. But all of you out there, you don't care. You just want, you know, want the old podcast out every 2 weeks. Oh, I try to get it every 2 weeks within a couple of days here and there. But another thing that was pissing me off was I tried to play Battlefield 2142. I used to play it on my old computer. Then once they released like their level pack, or I forgot what the fuck they call it, expansion pack, I couldn't play it anymore because it was too laggy. So now I get this fucking beast of a computer, I put it in there, and I get fucking punk bustered every 5 seconds. And if you ever played Battlefield 2142, you know what I'm saying. And I fucking call up EA and want to see, you know, hey, help me out here, you fucking assholes. And all their explanations are just fucking awful. I was like, dude, I was playing this game 2 days ago, now I'm on a new computer. They're like, oh, you need to call your modem manufacturer and your router manufacturer and your cable company and tell them to open up these ports. I'm like, do you fucking not understand me? No, I was playing 2 days ago. Now I'm playing on this computer. That's not the fucking deal. It's your stupid software that keeps kicking me off. So I get all frustrated over that, you know. So I'm just like, grrr, I'm all pissy for a while. But, the girlfriend did come back, give me some sex, so that made me less pissy. But I'm still kind of pissy because I dropped a lot of change on this computer. So then I think to myself, well, I have this sweet gaming computer. Now I need to go find a game for it. So I go over to GameStop, and I trade in my Madden 08 just because, you know, it's basically Madden 07, Madden 06. They're all the same game, basically. The different roster. I trade that in, and I get BioShock. And everything's, you know, 10 for 10, 9 out of 10, you know. Super, this is the greatest game ever, blah, 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 blah. Super hype that's been coming out, you know what I'm saying? And it is a really fun game. It is a really fun game. And if you have a computer that can handle it, the graphics on this are just the best you'll ever see. Well, not you'll ever see, but the best you've seen so far. I mean, it's fucking fantastic looking. It's a great, fun game to play. The story is great. It has a lot of twists and everything. Just the whole level designs are really cool. But this game is far from perfect. The problem I have with it is the game is short. Even in the hardest mode, it will only take you 10 to 15 hours to beat. I mean, even I did some little side quest type deals, and I still beat the game within, I think it was about 12 hours maybe, and that's short. I mean, when you're dropping $52 on a video game, you know what I'm saying? You want a little bit more than 12 hours. And there is no kind of multiplayer, which people say, well, that doesn't really fit the world, blah, blah, blah. But even a little bit of multiplayer, a couple of death matches, a couple of team-based, you know, capture the flag, it just adds a little bit of fun to play around in those levels a little bit more. Maybe the levels weren't designed for it, but they should have thrown in that. So basically, once you beat the game, it's kind of, you're kind of done with it, you're over it. And, you know, 12 hours for $50 for a game, I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still had a great time, but I would probably give this maybe like a 7 out of 10. Which, you know, what does that really mean? But I don't know, it can't be a 10 out of 10 game for me because it has no multiplayer and it lasts 12 hours. The gameplay is fun as hell. The story is great. The whole look of the game is great. If you have a computer that can run this, you will be blown away if you can run it in high. Oh, it's great. Another thing that kind of bothered me a little bit was most of the guns were underpowered and the crossbow was overpowered. So that's a little, I don't know, that's just a little minor thing. But don't get me wrong, this game is fucking fun as hell. If you can run this bad boy, I would say, you know, get the game. But you'll have to make the decision for yourself, you know, is $52 worth, you know, 12 hours of fun, you know. But that's really a personal decision. But I would recommend the game if you got the change for it. I'm sure some of you are wondering what the avatar for the show is. And it's the comic book Tards. It's the first comic book effort by Harold Hardinium. I think that's how you say it. Well, anyways, it's from Jake Harold, the sometimes co-host of the Co-Mutiny podcast. He was also the Wuss of the Week on our show. If you click on the Wuss of the Week link, you'll find a pretty homo picture of him. But, you know, he's a nice guy. I like to break his balls. I like to say he's, you know, functionally retarded or, you know. Because he acts real dumb on that Co-Mutiny show, but I don't know. I like him better than that Graham Curtis kid. You know, at least he has a couple of funny things to say instead of nothing. But anyways, he sent me his PDF of his upcoming comic book he's going to try to self-publish called Tards. And the whole premise of this comic book is there's a group of genetically unlucky, mentally retarded kids slash, like, amputee kids and, you know, weird kids. And they think they're superheroes, but they're really just these deformed, retarded kids in real life. Which is, I think, a pretty funny premise. But there are a lot of problems with this comic book, and I've told him so when I did a little review spiel to him. Number one, he does a really cartoony style of drawing, which a lot of people, if you're going for hardcore comic book fans, they'll probably nitpick the shit out of that, but, you know, it fits the, you know, little story he's going for. The cartoony works for me. The story is easily the weakest for me, the writing. The jokes need to be improved big time. Just the whole pacing of it needs to be different. The panel layouts need to be changed. There's a lot of things that need to be done, but hey, this is his first attempt on a comic book. I mean, he thought I was going to shit all over this, but I really, you know, I enjoyed the damn comic book, and that's what you're really going for. He does a couple little, like, him as the comic book creator draws himself in and comments on the comic book a little bit, which is pretty funny. The story could be changed up a little bit, but overall, I think it's a good book. I'm looking forward to the next couple of issues. I don't think he has a website up yet. Once he does, I'll put it to our links page and I'll let you people know about it. So you can check this out. The price on it's going to be a little bit steep because it's like self-publishing. But, you know, give it a look, especially if you like the premise of retarded kids that think they're superheroes. It's a funny premise. The jokes need to be reworked, you know. And I don't know how many, like, this isn't a real mainstream book, especially in America since we're so PC about things. You're like, oh, retarded people making fun of them, but it's a real funny premise, and I'll have more details I really don't know what I'm talking about anymore, but I'm just going to keep continuing. What else happened to me this week? I had some minor toe surgery. You know, that's all good business. Fucking hurt like shit, cutting my part of my nail off, and I could smell my burning flesh, but I did a blog about that. You go check that out, you know. Look at the blog, the boring blog. I also seen a couple of movies this week. The last movie I seen was Pathfinder. This is a story of a Viking kid that gets left behind because he didn't kill this little Native American girl. He gets raised by these Native Americans. Vikings come back, not the same Vikings, but Vikings in general, and just start slaughtering all the American Indians, and he goes back for vengeance, and that's basically the story. There's kind of a weird love story in there, too. It was in theaters, I think, about a week before I got pulled, and, but I found the movie great. It had a lot of blood, had a lot of battling, had a lot of guts. It was just a great action movie. It had a lot of cool kills. Get to see a dude, like, get his face sewn up, his eye cut out. I mean, all that shit's good business. Dialogue's pretty shitty, script's a little weak, but who cares? It's just a good, fun, guttural, like, action movie. I did have a problem with the blood because it was, like, CGI blood, and CGI blood just doesn't quite look right yet, so you can kind of pick those moments out. But I would recommend this one to any action, you know. They like the Braveheart style of action. I would say you would love this movie. So I'll recommend this one as a rental. You know, pick it up, you see it in the movie store. Another movie I seen was The Fountain. This has Hugh Jackman in it, and it's hard to explain this story. There's kind of like three stories. There's kind of like this conquistador guy that's looking for the tree of, or the Fountain of Youth, and it's this tree. The second story is in like modern day, and this dude's wife has cancer and he's trying to cure. And the third one is like a futuristic, this guy is, I don't even know how to fucking explain the last story. If you can tell, the story is weak as shit. The most enjoyable one, well, not quite enjoyable, but the most interesting one was the modern day one, where Hugh Jackman's wife is dying of a brain tumor or brain cancer, I can't quite remember. I mean, that was a pretty decent story, but they didn't make it clear if this conquistador guy was like the same guy throughout time, or I don't know. It was fucking weird. But the story really doesn't matter in this movie. Visually, this movie is beautiful. I mean, the visuals in this movie are fantastic. I think it's great. The story, on the other hand, I couldn't give two shits about. If you are to watch this movie, I will not recommend this movie at all. But I would say, if you're going to watch this movie, watch it on mute. Because I think you'll enjoy the movie more that way. Because the fucking story hampers the awesome visuals. So, in the end, you know, maybe pick it up if you're really into, like, cool visuals in a movie, you know, when it's, like, 50 cents at, you know, your Blockbuster Family Video. I also seen 1408 with John Cusack and Samuel L. Jackson in it. This story is about this writer loses his child. He's kind of like a bad father and stuff. Well, then flash forward, he's like, used to be a really, like, legit writer. Now he writes about all these haunted hotels and shit like that, but he's never run into a ghost or anything like that. So he's kind of looking for that, you know, have an interesting story. Gets a postcard from this hotel and says, don't stay in 1408. So, of course, he's going to try to stay in 1408. He gets to the hotel. Samuel L. Jackson tries to tell him not to go in the room. Nobody's ever survived an hour, and there's this whole history and backstory to it. Well, then he gets into the room, a lot of crazy shit happens, and then, you know, that's basically what the whole movie is about. And I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was a good, I wouldn't say quite horror, maybe a little bit of horror thriller kind of movie. It's not kind of, like, when he's in the room, it's the most interesting stuff, but even, it gets a little weird in parts, and you're not sure what the fuck's happening, but it's kind of cool, though. I really enjoy it. I think John Cusack is a good actor. He plays in a lot of decent movies, you know, not counting all those shitty chick flicks he makes, but I really enjoyed him. I thought the movie was good. If you're like a horror or psychological thriller type fan, I would say pick this up in rental, or even buy it on DVD. I would probably even recommend this as a buy for a DVD. Next up is Monster Squad, an 80s classic where a group of kids in a monster club, you know, meet up with Dracula and Frankenstein and the Mummy, and, you know, they try to stop them from doing evil shit. You know, the story is not a big point in this movie. It's just one of those fun, cheesy, classic 80 movies, and I'll leave it at that. Pick this one up as a rental, you know. I'm sure it's only 50 cents, a dollar, something like that. And the last movie I seen this week was Fortress. Fortress is another 80s classic, at least to me, and this has Christopher Lambert in it. You'll know him from the original Highlander movie. He was in Mortal Kombat. He's been in a ton of B, borderline A movies. He's probably the king of B movies, along with like Bruce Campbell. They probably co-hold that spot. And this is set in the, I don't know when this is set. I think the near future, which in the 80s was probably like 1995. But anyways, people in the U.S. Can only have one kid, and him and his wife were trying to have a second kid because their first one died during birth. They try to escape to Mexico. They end up getting caught, boom, and put in the fortress, this supposedly inescapable prison in the future, and They make you swallow these things that shoot pain to your stomach and explode if you try to escape, kind of like the Running Man with the collars and shit. It's basically the same kind of idea. And the whole movie is about Christopher Lambert trying to escape and with his wife and a couple other prisoners. Of course, you know, they go and escape, a bunch of prisoners die. You know, you kind of see, you know, he's going to escape and some people are going to die. Who gives a shit? But the end of this movie is the real, like, shocker. I won't spoil the ending for people, but, you know, check it out. Fortress, you'll find this one on, you know, 50 cent, 25 cent, you know, VHS copy. Totally check this out. Worth a rental. Have been watching a little bit of TV as well. I got hooked on Jekyll. This is a British television show. It's on BBC America now. And it's a modern kind of telling of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's about 6 episodes. Each episode is about an hour each. Played on BBC America. It's played on the BBC as well. You can also use the magic of the internet to find it. I highly recommend this show. It's really a cool show. Has a lot of cool concepts. Towards the season finale, shit gets kind of weird, but in a good way. So if you're... I don't know what you'd really be into to be into this, but everybody should check this out. Jekyll. Very cool show. Everybody check it out. Do as I say. Another show I've been watching is Basilisk. This is a Japanese anime. This story is two clans hate each other, but they've been at peace for a couple hundred years. The shogun says they have to fight each other, and each clan has 10 ninjas that need to be killed in order for the other side to win. Other than there's like this love story that's uninteresting in the middle that I just don't pay attention to. But if you like Ninja Scroll, it's really close to Ninja Scroll, even like the animation style and everything. And maybe it's done by the same guy, I don't really know. But I'm about 14 episodes in, and this is one of the funnest anime experiences I've had in a while. If you like hyper-violence and a lot of blood and a lot of, like, cool ninja shit, then this is definitely something you should pick up or use the magic of the internet. I got an email in asking me what podcasts I listen to, and I'll just kind of go through my iTunes list. Born in the 80s, my show, of course. Comic Geek Speak, probably the best comic book podcast out there. Co-Mutiny, you all know about that. Dignation, massively online gamer. Raging Bullets, which is a DC comic podcast. They only focus on DC comics. The Real Horror Podcast, probably the funniest podcast I listen to. With Mike and Mike, or The Show, as he calls himself, Mike Carbone. Fucking hilarious. The Totally Rad Show, another great show, and Virgin Worlds. That's what I listen to on iTunes. I also listen to The Howard Stern Show religiously, The Bubba the Love Sponge Show I just got hooked on, and The Beatdown. Pretty much all the Sure Dog radio shows, you can find those at SureDog.com. They all go over anime, or not anime, MMA, and The Beatdown and The Jordan Breen Show are probably my favorites. I don't really listen to The Sure Dog. Savage Dog Show and the Steven Quadro Show I don't really listen to, but the other two, Beatdown and Jordan Breen Show, are must listens. So that's the kind of the audio entertainment that I listen to on a daily or weekly basis. I got another email in. Who is this from? Shit, I don't have the name. See, I'm not very prepared. But they were wondering, where is Kane? He has not been on the show in quite a while. Well, actually, I haven't talked to Kane in probably like a month and a half maybe. He just kind of disappeared, so that's kind of why he hasn't been on the show. He just disappeared. Maybe he doesn't like me anymore. That could be it. They also asked, when's the next time I'm going to have a co-host? I don't really know. It's kind of hard to have a co-host that fits into this kind of podcast, or, you know, unless you have really specific type topics. Or sometimes it's just as easy as time differences. You know, I work, go to school. Most people work and, you know, my age go to school. And sometimes they're in a different country, so it's time zone issue. But if you are interested in co-hosting, just shoot me an email and maybe I'll get you a test run. You know, I'm not going to put up with commies type shit where Harold Hardinium, fuck it, I'll just say his real name, Jake interrupts him every fucking 5 seconds. I would not put up with that sort of business. And I don't know, you just got to kind of have a laid back sort of deal about you. We talk about everything on the show, from sex to anime to comics, politics sometimes, a whole bunch of crazy shit. I don't even know what's going to come up on here. Hating on other podcasts sometimes. I got a lot of heat for that. People saying I'm just jealous of other people's podcasts and how much they get downloaded, and that's my whole deal, and I'm just bitter and this and that. And I just thought that was funny as shit. I don't really care. I don't care how many downloads I get. I don't give a shit. But I have learned something cool, though. I just checked the little Frapper map, and I have a whole lot of new listeners in Afghanistan, so I'm assuming they're soldiers, which is really fucking cool. You know, say hello to all the soldiers out there. Hope you're safe and all that business. And, yeah, and I've just been popping up all over Japan as well. I don't really know why I'm popping up in Japan, but I think that's cool, all the Japanese. Hello, hello. I'd like to have sex with some Japanese women. That's all I'm saying. Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there. Have another email here. This is about the show a couple of weeks ago about, did I hear this right? Did you... Fuck, where is this? Oh, I just clicked out of the page. Do I have this right? Did I hear that you had sex with chicks in some guy's bathroom? Yes, I did have sex with different girls in my friend's bathroom. That was the place to have sex. You don't understand this bathroom. This bathroom was the kind of bathroom you see in porno movies. There was a giant jacuzzi tub, a glass shower in it. It was classy, son. It was classy for drunken rendezvous. And I think probably from me to all my friends to, you know, my best friend's brother and all his friends, there was at least 500 chicks I got banged in that bathroom. So I wasn't the only one. And I got another email in here. It seems like you were I can't even fucking read anymore. It seems like you were a bad kid when you were a teenager. What's the deal with that? I was a misguided child. I wasn't very supervised, but yes, I was a bad kid if you listen to the show. I did lots of illegal things. I was a drug addict. I had a lot of problems. I barely graduated high school, but I turned my life around. You know, things change as you get older. Well, at least for me, not all people. I still got some friends that are fucking losers. But I think that goes for everybody that, you know, goes through those kind of years. I don't think I had any friends that didn't have substance abuse problems and did various illegal activities, but I've grown up out of that shit, and that's all that really matters. That's all that really matters. Moving can do good for you. You know, people think Wisconsin, you know, why the fuck would you want to go to Wisconsin? But it's pretty nice out here from where I came from. I mean, sure, it smells like fucking paper mill and cow shit, but, you know, you got to get over that. You got to get over that initial push, but very nice people out here. The cheese is fantastic, and yeah, Wisconsin, not so bad. Does get like fucking minus 30, 40 degrees here, which is, you know, I like cold weather, but goddamn. Got another email here. Hey, Jason, Cora's way too hot for you. She should leave you. Well, you know, that's not true. I'm a sexy man. I'm a sexy, large man. And that's the way it is. And the truth is that I've never dated an ugly girl. I've always dated girls that are pretty and people say that are way out of my league. And the whole way you gotta go about that is, number one, I'm a fat guy. Yes, I'm a fat guy. I'll say it. Fat guys, you know, you gotta have some confidence. There are any nerds out there. And you always gotta smell good. I don't understand the kids who fucking, that don't smell good. Take a shower, son. Put on deodorant, a little bit of body spray. You're fucking set. You're set. But second off, you need to have confidence. You need to make the girl think that you are too good for her. You just gotta have that attitude about you. You just gotta, you know, I've been told by ex-girlfriends I just got something about me. So, and they don't, you know, they don't look at the weight as much. Which is, you know, when you're as fat as me, that definitely helps, you know. But I've always had girlfriends. I've always gotten chicks that are supposedly way out of my league. And I don't know. I would never do a fat girl or an ugly girl. I'm just saying. Sure, I'm a fat guy. People probably say I'm ugly, too. But, you know, why would I want to get with that kind of chick? I want to get with a hot chick. You know what I'm saying? Hot, son. Hot. Another email here. This should make Commie happy. Co-Mutiny is the greatest podcast out there. You fucking suck. When you make fun of them, you just sound like an idiot. Well, thank you for that. You know, Commie, be proud. You have some fans out there that who like your podcast and hate mine. Which is all good business. Good business. Next email. If you could recommend one comic book, what comic book would it be? I would recommend The Boys, probably the best comic book out there. It's about real world, if kind of like superheroes, if they were in the real world, they would be fucking drug addicts and, you know, fucking gay people and, like, just raping and killing and just don't give a fuck, just cocky assholes. And these group of guys that are from a government agency that keep these, you know, asshole, like, villain-type superheroes in line. And it's really cool. I just read issue 10. It was fantastic. People, you know, pick up The Boys. Pick it up, son. Pick it up. Next email. Jason, if you could just listen to one podcast, what podcast would it be? Well, of course it would be my podcast. No, that's what every fucking asshole would say. Oh, that's a hard one. That is a hard one. There's a lot of good podcasts out there. I would probably pick the Real Horror Podcast just because I'm way into horror movies and they cover comic books a little bit too. It's a hard choice. Man, it's real funny. The comedy is just fucking crazy on that show. Hilarious. Just because the fucking Mike Carbone's a dick to his co-host, and it's just great. Maybe I would also go, like, maybe I would just shy away from that and go to, like, Comic Geek Speak, just because they fucking come out with, like, 4, like, hour and a half episodes a week, which is just crazy, so that would give me a ton more to listen to. But I would say it's probably a toss-up between those two. Jason, what is your favorite sexual position to do? Of course, I'm a fat guy, so it's the, you know, when the chick is on top doing the whole cowgirl style. Just because I'm a fat man, I can just lay back and enjoy. Don't have to do any work at all, son. All right, enough of these emails. Let's get to a porno pick of the week. Yeah, this is Nice Rack 15. Nice Rack 15. That is really bad porno music. I give the music probably a 1 out of 10 there. It's very terrible. This is a 3-disc, 6-hour porn. And no, I didn't quite watch it all the way through. And with a 6-hour porn, what you get is some pretty good-looking chicks and some fucking fugly chicks. It's a real toss-up. Here's a little bit of the interesting dialogue.
You like it better now that you're in the industry?
Yeah, because we weren't really experienced before. Like, we didn't do much with guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it better?
I like it better.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about in your personal life? Do you have more sex now in your personal life?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, porn has actually helped your sex life? Like, your personal, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Am I asking too many questions?
No.
I mean, the dialogue's just fucking shitty. Wow. What would I give this movie? I don't know. While I think about this, listen to this action.
Yeah.
right, now that I have some time to think it over, I think I'll give this one a 4.
Oh yeah, dropping loads!
Out of 10. I would not recommend this one. Maybe a couple of scenes from it, but overall, it's kind of, it's, you know, not very cool, man. Not very cool. Does have some sisters in it, which is cool, but the rest, not so good, son. Not so good. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at boardinthe80s.com. I have all sorts of links to things and blog up there. I got, what else do I got up there? I don't know what I got up there. Just check it out, everybody. Boardinthe80s.com. And until next time, bitches with gaps in their teeth that you can run a semi through should not be in porn.
Job. The fuck you on your birthday. Ain't my job. The fuck you on your birthday. Anymore ain't my job. The fuck you on your birthday. Ain't my job. The fuck you on your birthday. Anymore.
I'm just gonna wrap it up.